your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with David Rubin. This interview is very important to me. Mayor Rubin's message, I think, is something that people in the United States, certainly every one of our listeners and every person who he can reach, has a point that is absolutely critical, in my opinion, and that is you simply have to stand together. Mayor Rubin, I'd like you to elaborate on that, if you would. Thank you.
Certainly. Well, let me just give you a little bit of background, okay? I, as you alluded to, I was the mayor of the town of Shiloh in, as you said, the West Bank. Really, the proper geographical term is Samaria, which is in the heart of Israel. It's in the mountainous region of Israel, the biblical heartland, I call it, because that's the historical region where a lot of the biblical stories took place. So having said that, you can understand what Shiloh is, okay? Shiloh is a city, it was the capital city where there was a lot of division. Okay, it comes from, for those of your viewers, listeners, know what the book of the book of Judges is all about in the Bible, where it talks about how there was no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Now, about 18 years ago, I was wounded in a terrorist attack.
Along with one of your children, if I'm not mistaken.
My then three-year-old son, I was shot in the leg, he was shot in the head. And in fact, the bullet that went into his head and through his neck missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter. Okay, this was a terrorist attack by the terrorist wing of the Palestinian Authority. And we survived the attack, thank God. After that attack, I realized that as a result of the miracles that we experienced in surviving that attack, I said, I have to do something. I have to give something back. And I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children here in the biblical heartland of Israel. And what I did was I established a therapeutic educational program to heal the trauma of terror victim children. Now, having said that, and getting back to your original question, in the book of Judges, there was great division in the land of Israel. That was the time that the Israelites were in Shiloh. Shiloh is how we call it in Hebrew. So we had a lot of division. And when 11 years after the Six-Day War, in 1967, when we started rebuilding Shiloh again as a capital city, but as a place of dwelling once again, there was a lot of division. There were people pulling in every direction. Everyone wanted to have this project and that project and pursue this, and you know, everyone had different ideas of how to rebuild Shiloh. That was 1978, 1980s, into the early 1990s. Then 2001, I had that terrorist attack. I was, as I said, I was wounded with my three-year-old son. I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. And then I said, okay, I said, you guys, the Almighty has placed a vision in my hands. After the horrible experience that we went through, there is a chance to rebuild Shiloh, to rebuild the biblical heartland of Israel. And in order to do that, we have to be working together. There is no way this is going to succeed if we're not working together. And thank God, it took a while, but people started to come together, and now everyone is working together on behalf of the children who have suffered so much from the terrorism, who have suffered so much from the war. And I'm telling you, Al, that in a time like this, where people are suffering from the coronavirus, yes, we're in Israel as well, but in the States, all around the world, people are suffering, and children are suffering. Children are going to be traumatized if they're not traumatized already from this. And we have the way of dealing with it. We have the way of dealing with their trauma through the work of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. You can find out more by going to the website, shilohisraelchildren.org. But the general answer is for everyone to come together and understand what an enemy is. In this case, the enemy isn't the Arab terrorist organizations. In this case, the enemy is a disease, is a virus that we have to confront. And anytime you're confronting an enemy, you have to stand together. And that's what it's all about, Al. And so that's been my experience in the town of Shiloh, in the biblical heartland of Israel. But I think that there are lessons that everyone can learn from.
I want to make a couple of closing comments here. We've got actually about a minute and a half left, which in radio time is for almost forever. But I want to say I'm going to post again information on the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, shilohisraelchildren.org. These are very, very wise statements that you are making. I love your source, the Book of Judges. I have probably read the Old Testament as much as you have, David. The difference is I've also read the New Testament rather substantially. At a time like this, it is critical that all of us take Mayor David Rubin's advice. We have been saying that on the show. Now we have a spokesperson in Mayor David Rubin. Working together is the only way to solve any problems. I appreciate the fact, Mayor Rubin, that you brought out as your example of the wonderful Book of Judges in the Old Testament. I want to wish you all the best in the future. Obviously, hopefully we will continue this conversation whenever there is something that you would like our listeners to be aware of. I have a close relationship with your publicist now, and so I will tell that person again. Please make sure you keep us up to speed on Mayor David Rubin. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had a lot of guests on our program giving advice as to how to deal with the coronavirus in the United States. I have to say, this advice from David Rubin is far and away the best that Big Al has heard.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.